Okay, I was looking to this guy, Saul Paladino. I'm sorry, Paul Saladino. An easy mistake to make. And now this is one of those keto guys, those carnivore diet guys, who now changed his mind about his former diet, in which he wrote books on. He sold the books, and I'm sure he made a good profit on it. And I'm wondering in the back of my mind, I wonder if those people that bought his book, who he now rejects as being faulty, should get their money back. Now, so he's here. This guy's Saladino, and he's not the only one, by the way, who have turned around, and now they're saying, forget about what I said about keto. Forget about what I said about, carnivore shit, where he was eating just meat. Oh, can you imagine that? Just meat. Bone broth, whatever the fuck that is. I guess some fish and, anything but carbohydrates. So pasta, bread, and rice, and fruits, and vegetables. You know, that was taboo just like 2 years ago. Now is like he eats honey. He says he eats fruits, honey, and some meat. So basically, he's back to a regular diet. He does a lot of exercise, so he keeps the weight off. And, so it's kind of like this really makes me think a lot about these people. And I seen this woman, really a bunch of women. It's beautiful, very attractive. I forget what her name is. She plays beautiful classical music, but she says that she only eats meat. Apparently, she hasn't watched this Paul Saladino video lately. But she's a very beautiful woman, very young. And she swears by this all meat diet. You eat meat, 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 meat. And they all look like very hyper people. Now she's not heavy. She says she had rosacea, which is that sort of ugly thing on women's faces, and I think some men get that too, but usually light-skinned people get that. And she said that that went away with this old meat diet. Now, so maybe she read that book by Paul Saladino a few years ago. That's the reason why she's on this carnivore diet. You wonder what's going to happen when she encounters this new ideas that maybe carnivore is not as good as it's made out to be. But I keep saying about these people who eat this sort of one food, one type of food, type of diet, especially carnivore diet, and whether they have an eating disorder. Do they have an eating disorder? And I think they do. I think you got this, and of course, women tend to be much more addictive to crap like this than men. So men, I think, are beginning to reject this. Women, of course, lag behind because women always lag behind. They get addicted to things, I mean, when it comes to eating disorder like bulimia and everything else, women are always at the vanguard of sort of mental sickness. Of course, it's a mental sickness rather than a physical sickness. The body's not telling them to eat meat all the time. It's an ideology. They get fixated on, and then they think that they have discovered this new answer to all their problems. Now, a lot of these people who have eating disorder, anorexia, bulimia, and many others, they're basically people who they tend to be very lonely people. They are looking for a sort of a community. you know, by which they can identify with. You know, and it's like, and it's, I mean, eventually reality will slap them across the face and come to their senses when they go to their doctor the next time, and the doctor tells them, you know, your cholesterol level is 6,000. I think you better get off your horse and start eating normal again, or something or other. But, you know, there's no doubt that a lot of these diet gurus that come up with this extreme type of diets are definitely mentally defective. I mean, a lot of them are very young. I mean, you don't hear older people do this thing, very rare. But it's because, you know, older people know better. You know they live that long eating what they think is good, but they're not extremist about it. But younger people tend to be extreme, you know, and they do extreme exercise. They do this extreme fasting, which is another thing why they keep their weight off. And they say, well, I lost 50 pounds on this carnivore diet. Yeah, because you're also practicing, and they all preach this. They practice what is known as autophagia, which comes as a result of starving themselves. And starving, especially, I mean, I do a type of intermittent fasting myself. I don't eat after 4 o'clock, which I think is reasonable. But these people, they do like 4, 5, 6 days, 2 weeks, a month without eating. And this, excuse me, this puts a ton of stress on the body, a ton of stress. It's just abnormal, just abnormal. You know, and then they come down with a lot of problems. Now, of course, they are young. Many of them are young, so I guess they can take the blows. But you do that in your middle ages, in your old age, especially starving yourself for so long. And, you know, and it's a complete and total bummer. This will really throw your entire metabolism out of whack. I mean, not just your insulin level and your other hormonal producing functions, like if you're a man, testosterone, if you're a woman, estrogen, and you know, so you got this. And of course, you know, vegetarian, you have some vegetarians who are also crazy. And I heard a few months ago about that woman in California who was feeding her child soy milk, because she thinks that, you know, soy milk is better than the milk from cows, which is, of course, would be a no-no for vegetarians. And the kid got sick. The kid was emaciated and lacking all kinds of nutrients. I mean, basically, the kid is probably going to grow up now to be mentally retarded because of this extreme form of, in this case, vegetarianism. And so don't do the extreme. Eat healthy, obviously. Eat vegetable, eat meat, eat eggs, eat some dairies, although dairies, I think, is one of the main problems for obesity. But, you know, a glass of milk is okay. That's about it. But most important of all, eat no more than 2 meals a day. Try to avoid snacks as much as possible. Treat yourself to a piece of chocolate, maybe some, you know, just make sure that you feel satiated. But then don't eat, and certainly don't eat because you think you have to. I mean, I know a lot of people have families, and, well, you know, we got to sit down for dinner. Sit down for dinner. And people, many times, if you have a family, usually people order pizza and stuff like that, which is not really that good. Not really that good. I mean, if you're a kid, I suppose it's okay. But all that oil that nowadays they add to the pizza, not to mention the cheese, could be very, very bad for you. But so But if you don't, if you're not hungry, I mean, pizza is okay if you're hungry. Go, you know, go ahead, have a slice or two. But if you don't feel hungry, don't eat. You don't have to eat. Nobody tells you that you have to eat. Sometimes I go to work, I have a big breakfast in the morning, lunchtime comes around. I don't feel hungry. I don't feel hungry. I don't eat. I wait until I get home at 6 o'clock, and then I have a regular lunch, a small lunch, a big lunch. It doesn't matter. But the bottom line is, don't eat if you don't feel like eating. And so, like I said about this, Paul Saladino, he has rejected this extreme diet, and so should you.